The protracted war on religious freedom launched by the Obama administration through its HHS mandate is finally over, and freedom has won a complete victory. The Trump administration has done what the Obama administration could have and should have done years ago: respect the rights of Americans to practice their faith. In this lawsuit, which went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, we represented Priests for Life, Father Frank Pavone, the National Director of Priests for Life, and two other directors of the religious organization who objected to the HHS mandate because it forced them to violate their core religious beliefs under penalty of onerous fines. Under the terms of the binding agreement reached between the parties, the government affirms that the so-called contraceptive mandate cannot be legally enforced against Priests for Life, and that Priests for Life is fully exempt from any obligations to cooperate in any way with the provision of contraceptives or abortion-inducing drugs in its health care plans. Further, the agreement provides that Priests for Life is exempt not only from the mandate, but also from any materially similar regulation or agency policy, thereby providing additional protection should another Obama-like administration take office in the future. We fought for 5 long years to achieve our goal of defending the religious rights of Priests for Life, and this victory is not simply a victory for our clients, it's a victory for all freedom-loving Americans who cherish religious liberty. I'm Robert Buse, co-founder and senior counsel of the American Freedom Law Center, bringing you this Faith and Freedom Minute. You can learn more about the American Freedom Law Center and its fight for your faith and freedom by visiting our website and liking us on Facebook.